Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anna Harris Smith founded the Animal Rescue League of Boston in 1899. An early champion of animal welfare, Smith originally envisioned Pine Ridge in Dedham as a resting place for the working horses of Boston, both after they retired and after life. And she didn't just limit Pine Ridge to the spirited spirits of Boston's working horses. Pine Ridge is America's oldest pet cemetery run by an animal welfare organization, according to Jennifer Woolliscroft of the Animal Rescue League.
She recognized the need for a dignified burial for a pet, and, you know, not just in the backyard, a truly a memorial. And considering that she buried her own pets here, she wanted to extend that luxury to others.
And pet owners, some famous, some not so famous, have chosen the verdant, peaceful place for their cats, dogs, iguanas, birds, and more ever since. We recently visited the Pine Ridge Cemetery to take a look.
My name is Anat Sagi, and I am the sanitary liaison for the Animal Rescue League. It's a lovely place to be able to come and sit, and knowing that it's okay to care and to love as much as you do for your pet. And in that way, also commemorate their existence and the time that they spent with you and that you spent with them.
Yeah. The inscriptions on some of these headstones are just so amazing. Jake, your love, loyalty, and protection were a joy. Rest well, little guy.
Owly, 1967 to 1985, our beautiful feline child, she gave her love completely and taught us truths sublime, Hank and Irene.
We can sneak right in here and then bear to the left once we get inside the wall. Hi, I'm Michael Thomas. I'm the cemetery worker. I'm responsible for doing the burials, transportation, cremation. I've been here 40 years. We're coming up now into the oldest part of the cemetery. And right over here to the left is Lizzie Borden's pets. And it's not that she was secluded over in the corner where she is, but this is what was available when she came.
These are her dogs?
Actually, when her pets came here, she had already died.
Donald Stewart, Royal Nelson, and Laddie Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping a while, it says.
Well, she was never convicted. And we can kind of... Yeah, there's a ball game going next door. Right here to the right is where our founders' pets are. That's...
That
little
memorial
arc there,
there.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where her pets are. Underneath this pine tree over here is Serge Koussevitzky, who was the conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And I guess his claim to fame that he developed Tanglewood.
My guess is it's mostly dogs and cats and
mostly
some
dogs
birds,
and cats. But
there's some unusual pets
I've
in here?
I've buried iguanas. I buried a 12 or 14-year-old Woolworth's turtle, a margay, and an ocelot, same family. They're jungle, South American jungle cats. Rabbits, gerbils, hamsters, parakeets, parrots. Cremated a snake. We do have a police horse. According to everybody that I spoke to from this mounted unit, this was the Boston Police mounted horse. This was it. This was the horse. How every other horse is measured... Actually, this horse was given to the city by Mayor White. He had bought it for his wife, and she didn't want it. So we said, this will be great. I'll give it to the mounted unit. And they said, oh, no. We're going to have to keep this horse. The guy who was in charge of the stable said, this made more dumb kids from South Boston who only knew which end to feed and what end to clean up after look like the Lone Ranger. Because the horse knew everything. You just get on there. If he was doing crowd control, he knew what to do there. If he was doing traffic, he knew when to step out into traffic. He was the lead horse in the busing security. And he had retired for several years, and none of the officers wanted to let him go. And it got to the point where they had to make a decision because it took too much medication to keep him able to stand the pain, but then he wasn't able to stand. So they called here, and we got permission to do it, and we can just follow the driveway around. That's that big ledge with the plaque on it.
Oh, and the flag. So the plaque is really amazing. It says Prescott. Well, it has an image of the horse and his name, Prescott, 1956 to 1994. And it says, "Never in the history of the Boston Mounted Police has there been a nobler steed, graced with poise and stout-heartedness. Goodbye, old friend and comrade, until we meet again in those verdant pastures." Wow. It's kind of hard to describe to someone who's not a pet owner when your pet passes away, like what kind of emptiness and loss that leaves behind. But just walking around here and seeing all these beautiful headstones and the lovely remembrances and stuff, it just makes you feel like, okay, you know, I'm not crazy that I'm mourning my dog or my cat or my bird, you know, and that there's lots of other people for over a century who felt the same way, that they didn't want to just pretend like that part of their life was over, you know.
Right. It's just, it's validation. You know, you're not alone.
Our visit to the Pine Ridge Pet Cemetery in Dedham was produced by Radio Boston's Tim Skoge. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.